This is where you do it, Key. This is the loud one, the 9 o'clock one. No? There it is. Well done. Well done. You know, you brought up a good point, Key. We were talking a little bit during the break there. You've been rated high on a lot of lists, on the Madden list, on some draft board lists, and of course the bad guy list. You were number 17. You've put in some work on this thing.
Well, you're supposed to be able to put 17 ain't high enough though. That's
pretty good.
They need to have
of all the people in the
guy,
world, that's pretty
higher.
Good.
And
there's a lot of guys in the league in the top 20.
That are above. Yeah, but if you look at the list, my personality don't mesh with none of theirs. I'm not even the same character as those dudes. That's the bad part when they put these lists together. And whoever put the list together, they ain't never even met me. They just going off what somebody on TV said.
Well, I guess that's one way to look at it. The Lakers and the Clippers are heavy favorites. No, I know it is because I've got, he hung up on us, I guess.
Once again.
That ain't me.
Yeah. No, that's not you. Maybe that's Raj. All right.
I'm right here.
Clippers and Lakers, heavy favorites in Vegas. Heavy favorites in Vegas to reach the Western Conference Finals. And it'll be fun because it's in the same city. It'll be fun because it's the first time we've ever seen it. But it's going to be a lot less fun because it's on the other side of the country, because it's in a bubble, no fans. That this is something that people that have been in this city have been waiting for a long time, especially since the Clippers got good. We've never seen this before. And what we're going to get is going to be less than what we've been expecting.
No, it will be. It will be extremely fun. I mean, it'll be exciting. It'll be fun. It'll be all of those sort of things. The problem is we don't really get to go and see it live. We're going to have to gather with our friends at some, not even bar, because you can't go to a bar unless it's outdoor bar. You'll be able to fake it and watch it sitting down with a TV over your head on a trellis or something like that. Otherwise, we're going to be at individuals' homes watching it with a small gathering. So we can still get excited about that part of it, but I would have rather been in the stadium being a part of it.
Man, well, hold up a second. When did Malika become a ninja? You guys see her on her with her mask on, giving the updates on Zion Williamson right now? She's got a ninja style facial mask on. It's kind of dope, actually. I may have to hit her up and see where she got that from.
Well, she's got to protect herself. She's in the bubble and protect others.
That's not a bad look.
No,
it's
not,
better
right?
than those. It's better than those ones that you get that look like you just escaped from the operating room. That's a much cleaner look.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. You got the earrings to match. I see you. Girl.
Yeah,
you might as well jazz.
You got to accessorize.
You mean the light blue ones?
Yeah, I can't rock with the light blue ones. Light blue ones, man. You like a fake doctor.
Yeah, no, those are the worst. No, it's going to be weird because you're talking about, you know, obviously being able to go to a bar, but just the vibe in the city, right? That we've seen playoff games and what it feels like outside of Staples Center. We've seen it when one of these teams, or not one of these teams, when the Lakers are in the championship mix, it brings a whole vibe to the city. It brings a whole vibe to that particular location downtown. Now, all of a sudden, you add the other local team in it, it would have been just amazing buzz and feel, and it's just not going to be like that. It'll be cool because we're going to see it for the first time ever, but it's going to be so much less than it could have been. It's nobody's fault, but it just feels like we're only getting half a loaf because this is something we've known is possible for the entire season, and now that it's finally here or we're getting closer to it, we know that we're not really going to get to see it.
Yeah, and it's disappointing.
Yeah, and
it's disappointing that, you know, they won't get the opportunity, the players and the coaches, Jeannie Buss, the Buss family, like they won't get the opportunity to be validated in front of their fans. Remember, it wasn't too long ago that certain people in the national media, so be careful, Key, because I will continue to call you out if you say the wrong stuff, in the national media were calling the Lakers a dumpster fire. Remember that? They were like, oh, it's a dumpster fire. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, blah, 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 blah. What is she doing? I mean, we questioned why she wasn't being public. I'll admit it. I questioned why she wasn't giving out statements, why she wasn't being visible. And they were raked across the coals when Magic Johnson quit. And they were called dysfunctional, and they would never get it back.
Well,
and the opportunities to be in Staples, the opportunity, Travis, to be in Staples Center when you win that chip and the cheers are flying and the confetti is falling and national media's got to go ahead and give you your shine. They're not going to get an opportunity to get all that. And that's disappointing, too.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree with everything you're saying right there. But it was a dumpster fire, and it was dysfunctional back then. When Magic Johnson goes on TV and hits the detonator, I mean, that was pretty dysfunctional. That wasn't created out of thin air. I think, if anything, to your larger point, is that they got it together, that they navigated through that. And, you know, and I don't want to say anybody's forgotten this, but keep in mind, Kobe's death was only, you know, half a year ago. We're talking about this year. They had to go through all of that as well. And this is another thing that they could go through and put an exclamation point on this season. And just all of these things together, the dysfunction, the tragedy, the pandemic, all of these things could culminate in a title that's just going to be kind of, because we don't get to celebrate it the way that we traditionally do.
Right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to play Cool and the Gang celebration. You know, and I'm sure it's going to, you know, sound the same, but it won't feel the same. You know, when they play We Are the Champions, it's going to sound the same, but we're not going to be able to sing along in the stadium when it's happening. And that's
no chance. No, yes, no question. What's up, Raj?
Hey, guys, you know, no question. We're not going to be able to sing along in the Rams' new stadium, at least to start. And I know you guys were talking a bit about Madden's ratings and how low they had the Rams and, you know, where they had the Chargers and Raiders. And you know, Trav, you know what they got me thinking of a little bit? Oh, that's right. I'm laughing. I'm not stealing my thunder. Oh, yeah. See if your new producers will do that, Keith. All right, here we go, guys. Madden does, however, have a top 10 rating on the teams for this upcoming season. That's right, defense, offense, and overall ratings. So can you guys name me the teams in the top 10 of Madden 21 coming out, which, of course, was leaked and we got our hands on? Go ahead, Key. I'll start with you. Give me one of the teams in the top 10.
Top 10 teams, the New Orleans Saints.
The New Orleans Saints are number one. They have the number one overall rated. Good job there. LZ, let's go with you, buddy. You've been winning a lot of games lately, hearing your victory music. What do you got?
I'm going to go with the 49ers.
The 49ers are number two. I like when you guys go in order right there. It's almost like you think you're cheating or something. But that's fine. Travis, you know you don't cheat. You're an honest man. Come from a solid family background, good credit and all that. Why don't you give me a
there you go with those cold words. Why does he come from a solid background and family?
He has a high motor. Come on, Travis.
That's right. First one in, last one out when it comes to the last man standing. Right. I'll take the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs now, surprisingly, the Chiefs are on the list, but way down in number one. I don't think they believe in the defense quite yet, but, you know, they're run by mostly offense. But, yes, the Chiefs are on there. Keyshawn, it brings us back to you. Who are you taking there?
Well, you know I can't.
21.
You know this show wouldn't be without Seattle Seahawks.
All right. I knew you would go there somehow. But
the game don't matter then at that point. It's fake.
The Seahawks, only you see them in that light, but the Seahawks are not on the list. I am sorry. They are off the list. Go Hawks is not going to prevail here. From Breto. So that brings us to you, LZ. That's you and Travis left. Who do you got in the top 10 teams of Madden 21?
I'm going to go with the Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens are number three. Here we go. That's right. Travis, that'll bring us to you. Give me one of the teams in the top 10 of Madden 21 coming out. List that was leaked. The ratings were leaked.
I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys is America's team. Number five on the list. You're right, Trav. That brings us back to you.
But they don't have a quarterback.
Well, they got one. They just don't want to pay them the going rate.
Yeah, they already got gingerbread.
But people say the quarterback ain't that good, though. I'm just saying.
They got the gingerbread, man. They okay.
That's not what anybody's saying. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to Dak in a second.
All right, LZ, give me a team in the top 10 on Madden 21 overall ratings.
I am going to go with – hold on. Let me think here. God, I had a really good team. Hold on.
Start the clock.
Oh, Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers. Okay, that's right. Judges.
If Seattle ain't in it, ain't no way in the world the Green Bay Packers is in it. This is out of Madden, man, please.
Well, I just assume that a team that wins 13 games would be considered a top 10 team. But I guess I'm foolish.
Last year. it's about this year, not last year. Guys, to round out the top 10,
they
the
probably Bucks got Pittsburgh
with their free agent additions are number 4, the Bucks, Tampa Bay Bucks with Brady and company. The Eagles are still in the house. They are number 6. You have the Colts.
They got the Eagles in. What a waste of time.
The Colts. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, I know if you didn't pick the Seahawks, the Steelers.
Wait, hold up. Did you say the Indianapolis Colts?
Let me finish. I didn't write it. Don't get mad at me. And the number 10 team.
Pittsburgh. Come on,
21 overall. Do you guys want to take a guess who the 10th team is?
The Tennessee.
The Browns.
It's the Cleveland Browns, they are top 10 team. Yeah, that's right. Good job, Jorge. You can play Lechona for your victory music. You went in there, win. But good job, gentlemen. Good job.
I don't like that my music got taken down quite that quickly. I was going to let it play out.
It's such a fraud game.
I want to finish the conversation that you started there a second ago about Dak and why they didn't pay him. That's next on the morning show on 710 ESPN. So, Key, you mentioned during Last Man Standing that people say that Dak hasn't gotten paid because they don't think he's good. I don't know if that's right. I don't think that people are saying that he's not good. I think
there are individuals out there that are saying the reason he's not a top quarterback and they don't pay.
That's fine. They can say that all they want. The point that I'm making is that he's not signed. Why he's not signed is almost irrelevant to me. It's that they didn't get it done, and somebody somewhere has the disconnect here. I don't think anybody – you can't really look at Dak Prescott and say he's not good. You can say he's not worth being paid as the top player. That's a reasonable position to take. But the idea that he's not good is just – stupid. He is. He's in the top half of guys at worst, right? So the question becomes not is he good or not good, because anybody that says he's not good isn't paying attention. The question is, why didn't they get it done when they've got it done with everybody else? Why didn't they get it done when every other team has been able to pay their quarterback? And why did they let it go to a franchise tag when that has been, with 100%, the precursor to a player leaving the team?
You know, it's one of those deals where I look at it and I say, well, they don't feel like paying him because they clearly don't value who he is. And by not valuing him, they make a decision that they offer the contract to him and they don't want to increase their offer. They don't want to change their language because Patrick Mahomes got a better deal at a time when Patrick Mahomes deserves a better deal. That's kind of how I look at it.
And I've said it from jump, and I'm just going to say it over and over again because I believe it's true. For whatever reasons, the franchise never got behind Dak the way I felt that a franchise that had discovered its franchise quarterback should get behind Dak or behind that player. Whether you're talking about the way that he's spoken about when he's on the field, from the top tier elements of a franchise to obviously the contract, they don't disrespect him in the way that, you know, maybe some other guys are being disrespected. But they're not giving him the love either. It's almost really close to some of the ways in which the Green Bay Packers have handled Aaron Rodgers, except for the money part. They always know they had to pay him, and they never not paid Aaron Rodgers. So they were smart about that. But some of the other things that they do just feels disrespectful given who this guy is. And I feel the same way about Dak. Like, it doesn't feel as if they're fully respecting who he is and what he should represent for their franchise. This is a young, young guy who for the next 10 to 12, if not 15 years, could be their face, a very good face. And they treating him almost like a transient.
No, it's really odd. Key, I go back to something that you've said before, that the idea of you kind of get treated for your entire career relative to where you were drafted. Because he wasn't a first-round pick the way that Wentz and Goff and Mahomes and all these guys are, that he was a later-round pick. Does that have something to do with it?
Well, Key had to drop, but I would say, based upon my years of experience of doing a show with him, yes, that does have something to do with it. You know, he's always said, Travis, and you know this, he's always said that once you get locked in from a perspective in terms of your draft status, it's hard to get out of that. It's almost like a caste system, that once you're born into a certain family, you know, it's hard for you to move up in, you know, in terms of standing within the community. So he's a fourth-round pick, and he wants to get paid like a top 10 overall pick. And even though he's had, the second most wins since 2016 as a starting QB, they're still seeing him as a fourth-round pick. And I don't know if there's anything he can do to shake that other than win and keep winning, but winning playoff games. You know, he's got the regular season down. It's the playoff wins that made Tom Brady more than just a six-round pick.
Yeah, that's the go-to, right? The go-to is when, because like you said, he's won X amount of games that's more than everybody that's not Tom Brady. Okay, so you can't say he's not a good player. You can't say that he's not a popular player, because he is. I mean, you just turn on your TV, you see him in commercials and everything else. And you said it a minute ago, Elsie, put the draft thing in one category. But you said that from the moment they've taken him, that for whatever the reason, they have not felt a certain way about him. What are the reasons? Because it can't be performance. I know the playoff thing is a part of it, but that's not uncommon for a young player. And he is a young player. This is not, you know, Jared Goff's career arc and Carson Wentz's career arc. That's not typical. You don't just show up, play a couple of years, and have your team show up in the Super Bowl. That's really rare. That this is more what it is. You show up, you get to play, you learn on the job, your team's okay, it gets a little better, it gets a little better, you start to get into the playoffs, you start to get some traction in the playoffs, and Dak's path is far more traditional than some of these other ones, and yet there's still no long-term deal in place. You have to think it's something that we haven't touched on, that it's something that the Cowboys specifically don't feel like they want to get married to this guy, because once a guy gets on that tag as a quarterback, odds are he's leaving.
Yeah, it is weird. It is so weird that they won't have the patience for it, or maybe they do have the patience for it. It's just that Dak wants to be paid for things he hasn't accomplished yet. You know, he wants to get paid on "it's coming," and Jerry Jones is not convinced yet that he's even better than Tony Romo. And oh, by the way, I don't think he is better than Tony Romo, not as a thrower. He can do some things that Tony can't do, you know, physically, but I think in terms of just pure passer, I think Tony Romo was a better passer, better thrower of the football. And so if you're Jerry Jones and you've been riding with that guy for a while, and obviously, you know, the season didn't end the way that he wanted it to multiple times, nonetheless, you've been watching Tony and you're like going, okay, I know what that is. Obviously with Troy Aikman, you're like going, okay, I know what that is. I saw his progression. I saw how he was able to elevate, and I saw it early. And maybe Jerry and the guys are just looking at Dak and saying, he's not Tony, he's not Aikman, and so, you know, why are we paying him as the highest paid QB in franchise history when he may not even be the top five QB in franchise history?
Well, and it could be as simple as this, too, that you look at the deal that Jared Goff signed, you look at the deal that Carson Wentz signed, and you wonder if the Rams and the Eagles aren't having a little bit of buyer's remorse. Not that those guys aren't good quarterbacks, they are. Jared Goff is quarterbacked his team to the Super Bowl in large part because of the way that he played. So he's got some credentials, but you're tying up a ton of money, and we've seen it. We've seen some other places where you are far more flexible as an organization if you don't have to be locked in to one guy like that. And maybe they're looking at it from a flexibility issue that we can tag him and pay him a certain amount of money, but this gives us some options if we decide we want to go in another direction. You know, when you look at Carson Wentz, you look at Jared Goff, there are no options. There are no, these guys are going to get paid for a long time, whether they perform at a high level or not. And not being locked in, flexibility with roster and cap, and especially with what's coming up, we talked about earlier with the pandemic and everything else, and revenues going down and cash flow going down, and teams being able to squeeze players on money. Maybe they're thinking, I just do not want to be locked into a guy at 35, 40 million bucks a year.
I mean, maybe. And you can't be mad at that, because every industry is reassessing how its revenue is being spent in these lean times. But the issue with Dak was before the recession, was before the pandemic, and was before that was used as a rationale for not wanting to pay people. We've been talking about Dak for damn near 2 years. So it can't simply be where the pandemic hit, so that's why we can't pay you. They've been hesitant to pull the trigger for a number of seasons. And speaking of seasons, do you have any idea how many seasons Troy Aikman threw for 20 or more touchdowns?
Well, all right, I'm gonna cheat a little bit here. How many seasons did he play?
Well, Rodgers just blurted it out, so it's just...
Is it just one?
It's just one. He threw, wow. Yeah, so it's so weird, because obviously Dak is playing in a different era, and they're asking for different things. And while Dak obviously has Ezekiel, you know, when you got Emmitt Smith, yeah, you're going to let that dude eat at the goal line anyway. So I get why that number is what it is. It's just, it's really hard to find a number other than the postseason performances in which you can look and go, well, Dak's not that good if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. He's got all the other numbers you want. Touchdowns, they throw out interceptions, can run the football. Obviously, we talked about the wins. Now it's just about getting it done in the postseason, which isn't all his fault, but maybe he's being hurt by it.
No, it's something that the Cowboys don't like. What it is, we can speculate all day, because if they thought he was the guy, it would have been done a long time. Never mind getting down to the 11th hour yesterday. It would have been done long before that. Speaking of big money, LZ, I don't want to get into your bank account, but I'm going to need you to start saving money, because there's something I know you're going to want to buy. That's coming up next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN. Just dipping into the country bag because, Jorge, am I missing something here?
Just because, man. It's been a while.
Just because, man. All right. Just because. All right. Why are you hating on country?
No, I'm not.
Wait, hold up. Woo! Wake up! Get my coffee cup!
I'm always kind of curious, man. When people just kind of list the things they're going to do at the beginning of a song. Like, I got stuff I got to do. That's not the song. You know, I get up, I have coffee, I walk into the garage and do a
You ain't going to talk about my Jennifer Nettles like that. You ain't going to do that to my Jennifer Nettles.
I'm assuming this is Jennifer Nettles.
Woo!
It's all right, I guess. All right, LZ.
They're great. Sugarland, baby. They're great.
Are you ready to break into your piggy bank? Because I got something for you.
Uh-oh. It is tax season. What do you got for me?
Not taxes. It is a house. And I know that you live downtown right now, but have you ever considered living on the west side?
Well, you know, that is where the water's located. Go on.
It is. So the Golden Girls home, believe it or not, the one that was supposed to be set in Florida – is actually in Brentwood, and it's on the market for just a shade under $3 million. So I know you're a fan of the show. You could live in the Golden Girls house right here in Los Angeles.
You know, that would catapult me probably in the top five of gay men in America if I owned the Golden Girls house. That would almost be like a cheat code. It's like, what part of town do you live in? Listen, you wouldn't even say which part of town when someone asks you, hey, man, what part of town you live in? Just say, I bought the Golden Girls house. It's a wrap.
I mean, it's a good opener, to be sure. There's no question about that. But here's the rub. It's just the exterior. Like, the interior is not what you're expecting. The interior was actually a TV set on the Disney lot, built in 1985, demolished in 2003. So unless you're just going to stand in the backyard and look at the house, you're not really going to get the feel.
Yeah, see, I'm going to need that Golden Girls kitchen where all the conversations were happening around that little kitchen table. And I'm also going to need Blanche's bedroom. So if I can't get Blanche's bedroom in that kitchen, and you know, what are we doing here?
You know? Oh, man. I had no idea that house was here in L.A. None.
Neither did I. Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons why I always wanted to go to Miami as a kid was because they were set in Miami. And I was like, well, this looks like fun. You know, you got the big old tall woman always wearing caftans. You got the one over here. You got Rose.
Let me read you something here. It says there are no pastel pink hues or wicker furniture, unlike the fictitious Golden Girls pad. Instead, the 3,000 square foot home features a tricolor kitchen painted turquoise, avocado, and yellow. Oh my goodness. You don't want this.
Is that supposed to be better?
I was going to say, you're going to not only do you need $3 million to buy it, but you're going to need a renovation budget to go and get rid of the avocado, turquoise, and yellow kitchen.
Listen, first of all, Travis, I don't want to buy the house because if the realtor called it avocado and not green, we can't work together. We already don't need, because you extra. I don't need a realtor who's going to be extra. If you would have just said green, I would have been like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. But you said avocado. So that means everything you say to me is going to be over the top, full of hyperbole, and just extra. And I don't want to deal with that.
To be fair, it's turquoise, avocado, and yellow, and not blue, green, and yellow. Like, either the yellow needs to go and be called, like, canary or something, or turquoise and avocado need to go, right?
Hey, that's some crap anyway. I have never in my life said, someone asked me, hey, what color are you wearing, avocado? Man, they would have beat me up in school. You're talking about some damn avocado. Man, dude, that's green. You're talking about trying to be special.
Let me know when the Cheers bar goes up for sale, because that seems to be more my speed than the Golden Girls house. I don't need that. So I need instead the Cheers of, bar or something else.
Instead of burgundy, the bar is going to be teak colored.
Wine, right?
Wine.
Shut up, man. That's purple. That's not wine.
Exactly. Exactly. I like the Cheers bar. That is true. I like the coffee shop, Central Perk from France.
Okay, not bad.
You know, it's big and it's spacious, especially in the coronavirus era. You kind of want more room. So I
you know,
like
it was
that.
A pretty cool house. You know, it was a pretty cool TV house. And let me qualify this with just saying, this was a cool house, and I'm leaving it at that. No other endorsements beyond this point. Was the Cosby House. That was a cool house.
Yeah, it was. The brownstone.
Big kitchen.
Right in New York.
Had
yeah,
an
yeah.
office right off the side. A big family room like that. All the bedrooms upstairs. That was a good spot, too.
That was a really good spot. Good neighborhood. You never heard any gunshots or anything outside.
Well, they had a lawyer and a doctor. They were making some money. They were going to live in a bad neighborhood.
The coolest part I remember, didn't they have a staircase in the kitchen that would go upstairs?
Yep, they did. They did.
Well, I thought that was cool. Is that true?
Yes, they always used it. So someone would come downstairs or go upstairs that way. And I thought it was like a spiraling staircase that went upstairs. And I thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah, they did. And the fact that his office was right downstairs was cool, too.
He had his work in the basement, right?
Yeah, that was cool, too. Real nice setup, but I was disturbed by the lack of sirens and things like that outside the window. I was like, where exactly are they? Where there's no life?
There's also the iconic Brady Bunch home, which is here in L.A., too.
Yeah, That house was never my jam.
The maid got a bigger room than the kids. You know what I mean? Like, she was downstairs in this nice area, and they had six kids jammed into two rooms upstairs. I don't need that. I need more bedrooms upstairs.
I'm actually good with that. You know, damn kids, privileged kids, you got enough. You don't need your individual rooms on top of it. You got to work your way up for that.
If I'm buying a big house in the Valley, which is where this house is, I'm going to need more than two bedrooms for six kids. I'm looking for something else, and I'm going to need some grass in the backyard, not somebody rolling out some plastic AstroTurf.
What about the Sanford & Son house? Can we work with that at all?
Oh, boy.
I know it's a little cluttered, Raj. I know it's cluttered, but the bones are good, though.
The Jefferson's penthouse is not a bad spot.
They never went on the balcony, though. That always I always wonder what was going on with that. Like, why wouldn't you go outside and use a little barbecue pit and stuff like that? Like, I would be outside a lot more.
Well, you got to start getting your money together, LZ, because that's
what about
$3 million?
I know the best house.
Nothing.
The best house, Silver Spoon.
Oh, that was dope. That was
no. You had the train set in the living room.
Hold on. As a 12-year-old, sure, but you want to live in that as an adult? I don't need a train in my living room.
Think of the party you'd have.
Just get a bigger train. I know you've gained some weight since you were 12. Just get a bigger train. You'll be all right.
No, I don't need to ride a train from the kitchen to the living room. I want a nice big open area. I want my bar. I want my fancy kitchen with my stainless steel appliances.
You got Aaron Gray and Janet Jackson just walking in whenever they want to.
You didn't say Aaron Gray was going to live there. That's different.
And Charlene. Like, don't forget about Charlene.
If we're talking about Aaron Gray.
Yeah, I think we just found tomorrow's snake draft, guys. Best TV movie, TV houses, sitcom houses.
Well, okay, but let's make it a little bit more contemporary. Modern Family house is I think it's in the Palisades. That's a pretty good spot.
The Dunphy's house.
The Dunphy's. Well, Sophia's house is nice too, but I'm talking about where Claire and Phil lived. That's a good spot.
Also, where Jake lived, you know, Jake's house is pretty good. It was the guys' house though was suspect. You know, I felt that they were down the hill
near the airport.
It felt like they weren't as flush with cash as the other siblings. That's for sure.
No doubt about it. That's not a bad idea, Raj. He's not here right now. What are we going to do for Key tomorrow? What are we going to do for his final morning show?
What are we going to do for Key? What are you going to do for us?
I think we both know the answer for that, right? Big fat nothing.
Yeah, well, you know, happy for the brother. It's good for him. It's good for us. You know, it's good for the city of L.A. because so often national radio is so East Coast centric that no matter how bad the Knicks are, they always try to find a way to have a Knicks topic on a national radio show. And I've always sat out here out West like, why are you talking about a team that hadn't won a championship since the 70s? Why are they a topic still? It's because they're so dominated with East Coast voices. So I'm happy for all of us that Key is going to be here representing the West Coast, representing the Lakers, talking about what's happening out here, because I think oftentimes nationally that gets left off.
Yeah, no, he'll do great. I mean, he will obviously be missed, but he'll be absolutely fantastic there. What am I going to do on New Year's if there's no Rose Bowl? I've gone to the Rose Bowl every year but two for about the last 35 years. What am I going to do if they don't have that game?
Man, you better smoke that blunt and sit your ass down somewhere and just be happy to put on.
I mean, that can happen at the Rose Bowl too, LZ.
I understand, Travis, that it's been a tradition of yours. But I've been watching my traditions fall by the wayside like month after month after month. So I'm at the point now where it's just sort of like I'm just looking for like the silver linings and things, right? So like there's no NABJ conference. I can't go to Lollapalooza. People have lost Coachella. People have lost South by Southwest. People have lost trips to Broadway. I was supposed to see Hamilton when it opened here in Pantages Theater. That went away. So I think at this point, man, I'm so used to not having what I'm used to. I'm just curious to see what I can have.
Yeah, I guess it's different for all of us, right? Like if you're the concert guy, then Coachella gets canceled. It's like, oh, man, this was the one. And not that you're unaware that the world is inside out and upside down. But when they made that announcement yesterday that the Rose Parade was canceled, that's a wrap for the Rose. And it's not just that it's 6 months away. It is 6 months away, and that they pulled the plug made me real suspicious about even getting any college football going at all.
Well, when they pulled the plug a couple of weeks ago on Broadway, all the way through January, and you were like going, damn, how are you going to pull the plug on something 6 months from now? But it's because of the numbers and what the CDC guidelines are suggesting and the stats and the models. And so, yeah, when I saw that with the Rose Bowl parade, I was like going, dang, that's way in January. But, I mean, that's not really any different than some of the things that are being canceled early on out east. So, and
have you ever been to the parade, LZ? Have you ever gone to the Rose Parade?
I have not. It never really interested me.
Yeah. You're not wrong, by the way.
So why do you keep going?
No, I don't go to the parade. I go to the game. The parade itself is not, you know, I grew up in Arcadia, which is literally the next city after Pasadena. The parade ends about 2 miles from where I grew up. But I went once, and it's crowded and it's cold. And then you realize it's just a bunch of high school marching bands and guys waving at you. It's like, I love the Rose Bowl game, the parade. You can have it. I don't need to watch high school marching bands. I'm good with that.
Yeah, if you ain't dancing to like Chaka Khan or Madonna or something like that, I probably ain't going to be at your parade anyway.
Yeah, different parade. That's why they have more than one, right?
That's why they have more than one.
All right, Crosstalk with BK is coming up next. So, BK, are you going to put a bid in on the Golden Girls home in Brentwood that's currently for sale and try to stymie LZ before he gets it?
Does my wife know about this? We are huge Golden Girls fans. I assumed that place was in Miami. But I've always wanted a house with a lanai. So that's that's my play there.
A lanai is pretty baller. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it's in Brentwood, Brian. You can go make a bid on it. It's $3 million bucks. It's in Brentwood. It's a little dated on the inside, as we talked about, with its turquoise, avocado, and yellow kitchen. But, you know, you got a few extra bucks lying around. You can renovate the kitchen.
Now, are you still obligated to put down 20%? Because $3 million is a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot, especially since none of the Golden Girls are going to be there when you buy the place.
Right.
Now, if it came with a Golden Girl, then, you know, like if Betty White was there to greet you, then it might be worth it, you know?
How many of them are left? I know Betty White is still with us.
Just Betty White?
Just Betty.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to go halvesies, LZ?
You know, I would go halvesy if we could get either George Clooney to swing by like he did that one episode. Okay. Or if Betty White personally is there when we sign on the mortgage, I'll take that. If we can sign,
you just need an appearance. You just need an appearance.
Yeah, just an appearance and a couple of stories from St. Olaf. If I can get a couple of stories and an appearance, then yeah, I could see myself scraping together some money. You know,
BK, if you were going to buy a TV movie house or whatever, what would be if you money is not an object, you can buy whatever TV property you want. What are you getting?
Oh God, that's a great question. How about the house they lived in, The Fresh Prince of Bel Air? I'll take that one.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not pretty bad. Good.
Get me Uncle Phil's house.
That's not bad at all. That's
followed by, I would say, if the train track is still in it, the Silver Spoons house.
I'm in the minority here because that does not interest me at all. I'm an adult now. I don't want the train.
I'm in the minority here. Don't you ever try and take my spot.
different minority, LZ. Oh, I don't want a train in my living room. I'm in the minority of people that don't want toy trains.
The train tells people that your house is so big, you need transportation to get from one end to the other.
I guess. Yeah,
the only thing that's more baller than that is whenever those shows where the elevator just opens into your apartment or your loft or something, that always used to intrigue me as a child growing up. I was like, oh my God, do people have their own elevators?
Yeah, that's pretty baller. That's pretty baller.
But if you have the elevator and the train, if the elevator opened up to a train, that would be the ultimate.
but let's put these two things together here. Wouldn't it be more baller, for instance, to have the Fresh Prince house with a staff as opposed to having to drive your own train around the house? Like, the staff to me screams far more elegance and living baller lifestyle than it does a train.
The house
track
is yours now. Go get a conductor. I mean, like, you can do that. It's not that hard.
Who was the worst, though, as far as, you know, being staff? Was it Joffrey? Was he the worst? Like,
you mean as far as doing the job or living the life?
Like, the staff doing the job.
Oh, that's Florence. We've talked about this. No one was worse at her job than Florence.
I don't know, man. Joffrey seemed pretty snooty and not interested in cleaning as well.
Like, but he wasn't sitting around drinking coffee like Florence.
He was wearing a tuxedo that never got dirty.
At least he was in a tuxedo, LZ. He was dressed in the proper uniform. You know, Florence was just kind of chilling in her pants and her shirt and just like she was there visiting. Not that she was there working.
I like how you always give Alice a pass, though. BK, he never brings in Alice, even though Alice was always at the butcher.
Hold on. Let me defend myself. Alice worked her ass off.
What evidence do you have of that? What evidence do you have of that? I already saw Alice, boiling water. Though,
they had Alice doing everything on that show.
Everything. She would cook. She would clean. She would vacuum. She would go get Sam's meat at the butcher shop. She would go do all of these things. And Travis, she was never not where you never saw Alice sit down once in that show.
I don't know about that, man. It didn't seem like she always was going to the butcher shop to grab some meat, but you never see the kids eating any of the meat.
That's two of those in 35 seconds.
All right, Brian is in for George. The Sedano Show is coming up next. And good luck, Brian. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Keith's final show tomorrow. Make sure you check us out, 710 ESPN.